We're reading in the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah by Baal HaSulam. We're in item 71.
We're in the middle of the sentence here, so let's start from the previous letter.
Item 70. Yet, there is another issue here. In the previous Patsufim, the screen was made only of the records of coarseness of the goof of the Upper One. During the refinement of the screen to the peh of the rosh of the Upper One. But here, in the refinement of the screen of Sagavak for Nikudim, this screen contained two kinds of records. Besides containing its own records of coarseness with respect to the sefirot of the goof of Sagavak, it also contains the records of coarseness of Zonavak below the Tabor, due to their mixture together below Taboravak. That Nekudot of Sag descended below Taboravak and mixed with Zonavak there.
That's what I just drew here. This is the Parsuf of Galgalta.
The Parsuf Av.
This is Ab, and this is Patsuf Sag. And here is the Kudot of Sag.
The Bet Aleph.
This is Bet Aleph 2/1. I don't know how to bring back the drawing. I made a drawing here and it disappeared.
No,
that was another one.
Ну, ты сувай фото. Ну, азе.
Yeah, that one.
Йофи. Туда.
Thank you.
Кен. Аз ма шанахну ламадну, ше...
So, what we learned is that Галгалта аб саг
ве некудот де саг. And
Nekudot of Sag, which is 2/2, meaning there's no inclination towards the light of Chochmah, it's only pure Bina, and then they descend below the Tabor. This is the Tabor.
Tabor. Ve'az.
When they go down below Tabu, they influence Nehi of Galgalta, which is the fourth phase, Pchina number 4.
And
they receive an impression from Nehi of Galgalta. They receive its own qualities, the desire to receive. The desire to receive that influences Nekudot of Sag. Why? How come it can influence them? Because Sag, as we understand, includes the part of Bina in it. Here we have the qualities of Bina. And here we have the qualities of Malchut.
Malchut. Ve'az.
So the sefirot that have the quality of malchut,
משפיעה אליהם.
Can be influenced by the Nehi of Galgalta.
רצון לקבל גדול מאוד כמו בינה.
And here we have a very big desire to receive, like in Nehi of Ak. In a way, Bina is ready for it. It wants to be incorporated with the desires that exist below it. Because in this way, it's able to give, to provide, to fill those vessels. That's the natural disposition of Bina. Like a woman who wants to give birth and to raise her children. Naturally. It may not be so obvious today. But that's what Bina wants in its second, in its lower half. And then it's impressed by the fourth discernment that's here, Bchina Dalet. And there's big desires here, level four desires, that Bina is impressed by, and it triggers the second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet. And that's how we come to the second restriction. Second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet.
So
we have another restriction in the will to receive, in addition to what we had in Ensof, where it was forbidden to receive. In order to receive, now we have another restriction where, in part of Bina, we cannot work with, because there's a greater desire in it, more than it can bestow. And the desire to bestow, she has only on level 2. And desire to receive, they have in level 4. Therefore, those vessels are under the restriction, meaning the upper light expanded in them, or can expand in them, only down to that place called now the Parsa.
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 Ad kan efshar sheyavo or elyon velo yoter mize.
The upper light can come down to this point and not below. What else did you say? And then we have the matter of katnut and gadlut, because these vessels, that we can call them galgalta ve'naim,
yes.
And these vessels of Malchut are called Achap.
So
in the vessels of Galgalta Ve'enayim down to the Parsa, we can use them, and it's called the state of Katnut. And the vessels that are below the Parsa, we cannot use, and it's called the state of Gadlut. And if we could use them, it's not those vessels directly, but rather we'll learn how those vessels raise these vessels above the Parsa, and there we can correct them and fill them. But this entire area below the Parsa, we should not be in it. And if we are there, it's only in order to yearn to rise above the Parsa to the world of Atzilut. Let's go.
Item 71. Thus, the matter of katnut, smallness or infancy, and gadlut, greatness or adulthood, has been initiated here in Patsuf Nikudim. With respect to the records of coarseness in the screen, 10 sfirot of katnut of Nikudim emerged over them. With respect to the records of Zonovak below Tabu, which connected and mingled with the records of the screen, the 10 sefirot of Gadlut of Nikudim emerged over them.
You see how Rasam describes a complete world called the world of Nikudim. It has two states, Katnut and Gadlut, smallness and adulthood. He talks about it in two lines. You see, it's difficult. So we'll try to explain it. What's happening after Sag Went down below the Parsa, mixed with Nehiv Galgalta, restricted. We have Rishimot records left. These remaining records are very interesting, in fact, because a new Parsuf emerges according to the records. So we have two kinds of Rishimot, 2/1, that comes from Sag. And on these records, we have a special state that comes out. And additionally, we have records that are Rishimov Gadlut, that are number 4. This way, we have these two kinds of records. And the new Partsuf emerges on those records. But this Partsuf is not only a Partsuf, but what we call it is, we don't call it a Partsuf, we refer to it as a world, the world of Nikudim. What does it mean? It means that this Partsuf comes out on the records 2/1, Bet Aleph, restricted, because we cannot use the vessels of reception any longer. And it turns out that these records rise to Nikve Naim of Rosh of Sag. It's the Parsa that is in Bina. Let's draw it here. We have
Mi Rosh de Sag
from Rosh of Sag.
Rosh
of Sag, we have Bina. And in the middle of Bina, we have this restriction, the second restriction. Just as here, the records came up and restricted the light from expanding any further. What are they saying? From this point on, we should not make a zivug, a coupling, a mating on the will to receive, only on the will to bestow. So the records that come out after Sag say that you can raise
Partsuf, zivug daka, rak.
You can make a Partsuf, a coupling and striking only on
rak ala kilim.
Only on the vessels of Keter,
Chochma,
and
Vebina.
What am I doing? You can make a coupling and striking.
על הכלים כתר, חוכמה,
ו... On the vessels of כתר, חוכמה, and בינה. Down to גלגלתה ונאים. In בינה אבוש, it's called נקווה עיניים.
עד לדרגה הזאת.
Down to that degree, meaning down to the parsa in Bina, except Bina in Rosh restricts the upper light in the Nikve Inayim.
And
from this point onwards, the upper light can expand down below, and it expands down to the parsa.
And
its expansion down to the Parsa from this state is called the world of Nikudim. For the future of that world, it's not a world yet. It does a 10 sefirot of katnut, smallness. They're not even complete. But according to the records, it's called katnut of the world of Nikudim. But the complete world will emerge from it later. So the light expands down below the general taboo, all the way down to the parsa. In this way, the shemot 2/1.
They're
restricted with the second restriction.
כן? צמצום בית.
Second restriction.
יש לנו עוד רשימות שהם
later
מנהי דגלגלתה.
We have an additional records that they got from Nehi of Galgalta.
אלו שהם קיבלו אותם מכאן שהם עולים לראש דסה.
These records they received from here and they rise to Rosh of Sag and they demand from Rosh of Sag to realize themselves. And then
מסך הזה שעומד בניקווה עיניים,
this screen that is standing in Nikve Naim of Rosh of Sag, it comes down back to the Pe.
It
comes down back to the Pe.
לפה ועושה זיווג דעקה
and it performs a coupling, a striking
על הפה.
It makes a coupling, a striking on
על כל הראש. אוי, סליחה, זה
the entire Rosh. Sorry, it needs to be here.
עושה זיווג דעקה על הראש,
performs a cupping and striking on the ראש, and it expands down, and this expansion crosses all the vessels, and it goes down all the way to the bottom, to the end, to the sof. And this is a light that comes out on the Rishimot, on the records of 4, meaning the light of Chokhmah, and when it crosses the taboo, it's okay, but when it crosses the parsa, it enters vessels of reception, and this is the problem, that it should not be here, and then it causes the shattering of the vessels.
Causes the shattering of the vessels. And then below the parsa, what we have here is already the shattering of the vessels. The shattering of the vessels.
Shvirat kelim.
Shattering of the vessels. That's what we have here. That's 72, right?
We read
71, not 72 yet.
Yes. This part of emerging here below Tabor until the Pasa is called Katnut of the world of Nikudim. Katnot of the world of Nikudim. And this Patsuf that emerges from Tavo until the Siyum is called Gadlut.
Gadlut shel olam Nikudim.
The Gadlut of the world of Nikudim.
Tikra.
Read.
Gam teda, asher ha'eser
72. You should also know that the 10 spheres of Katnut of Nikudim that emerged on the screen are considered the core of the Patsuf of Nikudim, since they emerged by order of the degree. That is, from the actual screen of the goof of the upper one, in the same way that the three previous Patsufim of Ak emerged. But the 10 Sfirot of Gadlut of Nekudim are regarded as a mere addition to the Patsuf of Nekudim because they emerged only from the coupling on the records of Zon of Ak below Tabor.
That's why they're called an addition. They didn't come out over their own records, but rather records they got from Nehidea Kabagalgalta,
which did not appear by order of degrees, but were connected and added to the screen due to the decline of Partsuf of Nekudot of Sag, or descent of the Partsuf of Nekudot of Sag below the Tabur of Ak.
Tov.
Okay, let's continue one more item.
73. First, we shall clarify the 10 Sfirot of Katnut of Nekudim. And you already know that following the expansion of Sag of Ak, it underwent the clash of surrounding light and inner light on its screen, which gradually refined it. The levels that emerged as it refined are called Dot of Sag, and they descended below Tabur of Ak.
These are the ones that I'm drawing them now in red, from Tabur de Ak until Pe de Ak, or the degrees of refinement, the light coming out after Tamim de Sag. They're called Nekudot. From 3 over 2 until 2 over 2. And even 2 over 1.
And
they descended below Tabur of Ak and mingled with the phase 4 there.
This we drew here. Here, all this.
And after it completed its refinement of all the coarseness of the goof in the screen,
meaning the screen has reached from Tabu until the Pei, completely refined,
and Nifchan Sha'ala Lerosh Asag,
only it is considered to have ascended to the Rosh of Sag, where it received a new coupling on the measure of coarseness that remained in the records in the screen.
After they were refined.
So.
Yes? That's it. Okay, so questions, friends. If you don't have questions, we'll continue. What do you want to ask?
It's not clear why 2 over 1, second restriction. Because 2 over 1 comes after it's already been refined. The second restriction happens on 2 over 2, right?
All these forces. Do you see where I wrote 3 over 2? 3 over 2. The 3 is the light of Chokhmah. It immediately stops when the screen starts rising to Pederosh, being refined. And he also writes this. Right? So all these degrees of Nekudot de Sag are without the light of Chokhmah already. They're all Chasadim. That's why they can descend, go down below. And this is what happens.
But when they descend and the second restriction takes place, it's already after 2 over 1 was realized, or after the second restriction it comes to 2 over 1?
Do you see where I mentioned 2 over 1 when it reaches Pederosh?
Yes.
Meaning, where it reaches Pederosh, the screen becomes one.
But when it comes to Pederosh, to 2 over 1, did the second restriction already take place, or only after?
Only after they descend and participate, and the Rishimot, the records with their participation, they reach Pederosh, only then there is the restriction. the restriction cannot occur in the goof before it happened in the Rosh. The Rosh decides over the restriction. Rosh always supervises each and every spiritual action. Kabu 2.
Thank you, Rav. My question is, why do we differentiate as Kadnut above the Parsa and Gadlut below the Parsa? Thank you.
The Parsa is a very important thing because it separates the vessels of reception and the vessels of bestowal. The vessels that are above the Parsa cannot be affected by the will to receive. Either they have the degree of Bina, the qualities of Bina, or they have greater screens, and they can withstand even the light of Chokhmah. Whereas the vessels below the Parsa, they don't have the strength of rejection. That's why they have to be restricted.
Latin 7.
When we say that the records of 2 over 1 and 4 over 3, they rise through the Nekudot of Tanta?
No, it's much more complicated, but why do you need that? What do you want to ask? The Reshimot always rise to the Rosh, no matter through what or whom. The main thing is that they rise to the Rosh, and the Rosh decides what it does with these Reshimot. That's it. Meaning the decision in the Rosh is simple. As much as I can bestow with all these records, with all this data, many Rishimot, many records rise to the Rosh, many lights, a lot of data. We'll learn one day what kinds of records they have. There's 30 kinds of records, and that's not all. And the Rosh makes the calculations. So the main thing is what rises to the Rosh, and the Rosh decides. Okay.
Tov. No, Maher, Tel Aviv 4.
Okay, quickly, Tel Aviv 4.
If
the records 4 over 4 would go up, then the restriction would not have been revoked.
Had been revoked. How could it be? But how can it be that Reshimot, the records 4 over 4, as you say, rise to Rosh of Sag? Sag wouldn't accept them because it would feel it cannot fulfill these records.
Exactly. So what about the Reshimot 4 over 3 allows it to perform a coupling?
I don't know. That's something we're going to learn in the next lesson. This will bring us the gadlut of the world of Nikudim. In the meantime, we're learning about what comes out over Reshimot 2 over 1 restricted. This one. Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet. 2 over 1, the second restriction. Over this, what emerges is the Katnut of the world of Nikudim. Later, the screen descends from Nikve Naim to the Pe.
Nasal Zivug.
Zivug is made over it, over the Gadlut. Then the light spreads from Tabo until the Siyum with all the vessels. Doesn't take into account the vessels themselves, but rather takes into account the Reshimo itself.
And then,
there is the shattering. That's what I wrote, the shattering of the vessels. Shvirat HaKilim. Okay, Moscow 5.
Доброе утро.
Good morning. Chesed, Gvura, and the upper third of Tiferet in the Rosh of Sag. What are those vessels of reception or bestowal? Why there's no coupling takes place over them until that point?
Well, there certainly is a zivug. Of course there is. Keter Chochma Bina. Over them there is a zivug, a coupling, over the second restriction, and what emerges is the world of Nikudim in Katnut from Tabo till the Palsa.
But it doesn't show Chesed Gvura and Tiferet.
Well, okay, you are right. Let's say you're right. Yeah, you're right. You are right. I was wrong. Keter Chochma Bina, Chesed Gvura Tiferet. Yes. Be this way. With these things, I agree with the students in advance. Keter Chochma Bina, Chesed Gvura Tiferet.
Yes.
All that is here in the screen, standing in Nikve Einayim of Rosh of Sag. Later it comes down to Peder of Rosh of Sag, performing a zivug, coupling over the greatness. That's already the gadlut of the world of Nikudim here. Okay. We have, oh boy. Okay. Quickly, Almata.
We received the record below the Parsa. It was clear that below the Parsa, they wish to receive only for their own sake. And there was a coupling performed for these vessels. So why? The shattering happened. There was no strength to keep it.
That's truly a question. We'll talk about it. Why the Rosh didn't know that these vessels were not to be given the Lev of Chochmah? Right? What's going on here? A very interesting thing happened, and this happens to us in life as well, as a result of that. When we ask for strength, thinking we can receive it in order to bestow. We think we can receive it in order to bestow. But when you come to the spreading of the lights of Chochmah in the vessels of Chochmah and the vessels of reception, you cannot withstand it with intention in order to bestow. And everything turns upside down to in order to receive. Because of this phenomenon, we go through the entire suffering of this world until we correct ourselves. Or we can say it the opposite. Thanks to this phenomenon, there is entry of bestowal into the vessels of reception, and we can finally correct all the will to receive to become in order to bestow.
Kiev.
I can't understand why, nevertheless, this light ignored the second restriction.
Because that was the decision in the Rosh. In the Rosh, I have data that I am capable of working with the Lev Chochma in order to bestow, because that's the way it was already. In Gilgal Tab Sag, why can't it happen here? The question is simple. If in the Patsuf called Ab, in Gilgal and Ab, you can receive the light of Chochmah in order to bestow. In Patsuf Sag, you don't want to receive the light of Chochmah, meaning by its own forces. It doesn't want to receive. So it turns out that it's in my power either to receive the light of Chochmah in order to bestow or not to receive it when I don't have the strength in order to bestow. It's all in my power. I'm holding it, right? That's it. What's the problem here? That in the Rosh, the decision was correct, but in the Guf, there was a shattering, because there wasn't any thought or knowledge, information about the light of Chokhmah. If it crosses the Parsa, the vessels under the Parsa will break. This prohibition to go below the Parsa wasn't yet realized. It wasn't yet realized. In this whole system. And that's a new thing. That the light of Chokhmah is prohibited of going below the Parsa. For that to happen, and for that to be an impression in all the vessels below the Parsa, the upper light has to go through Zivug Daka in the Peh of Rosh of Sag. Peh of Rosh of Sag, right? Peh of Rosh of Sag, not Nikve Inayim, but rather the Peh. And the light of Chokhmah, 4, comes down, crosses the vessels of bestowal until the Parsa, that's no problem. But once it comes down below the Parsa, these vessels start to receive it in order to receive, because there's no screen. Then it turns out that there's a shattering here. The shattering of the screen. That's called the shattering of the vessels, because the screen is the vessel. That's it.
So
who decides on that? Which Rosh decides that the light will pass below the Parsa?
Rosh the Sag.
It
happens up there?
Oh, where do you have it? Below. You don't have Rosh. Below the Parsa, below the Tabor. The entire Rosh that runs thing is Sag. It's Bina. Bina thinks she can correct these vessels that are under her control, actually. That she can correct them in order to bestow. It's Bina. Now, how did it happen that Bina made a mistake? So here we have a lot to scrutinize. These things are very profound. You're going to have many questions in the future about this. Yes.
New York 4.
New York 4.
Rav, this is the blueprint of creation that you're drawing here. So from this drawing, we can unequivocally say that the Creator created a shattering in the plan, correct?
Of course, everything comes from the Creator. There's no argument here. What we're learning with you is what is the Creator preparing for us, for our work. All these things had to happen this way, and we will be here in the end of the road to start rising until Ein Sof.
There's such a thing that the Creator made a shattering.
Vadai?
Of course.
Ken?
Yes. It is written that the Creator
molid v'machrif ha'olamot.
He creates and he destroys the worlds. Yes? In order to prepare them for our work. How do you make toys for children? It's as if you build them correctly, good, and then you cut them into pieces or all kinds of things like that you do. It's a must for a person to learn and attain the essence of connection. There's no choice for the Creator but to create a vessel and to immediately that the vessel is made whole And in the final correction, with all the phenomena that should be in there, with all the data that are corrected and nice, all connected, the final correction, immediately, in short, the Creator has no problem. But with respect to the created beings, it's a must for the created beings to learn creation, to be adhered with creation as if they themselves build it and come close to it, so that they will be the partners of the Creator in creation. And how can they be the partners? What are they lacking? All they're lacking is the force of execution, which is the upper force, the Creator Himself. But they will decide over each and every step of theirs how they're correcting the broken vessels. And from that, they will learn what the Creator has prepared for them. That's why the work we're doing in the connection of all the pieces into one whole vessel, we call it Adam, our whole work is called the work of the Creator. Because from this work we're doing, first of all, we can't do it. It's always, we scrutinize what we're lacking, we turn to the Creator. The Creator does that. Again, we're checking something else, we want to do it, we see we can't, we turn to the Creator. The Creator does it. It's exactly like with children. When a child asks for something and we do it, that's how we correct everything, only by the scrutiny of not being able, and only the Creator can. Then we turn to Him and He does it. And all that we attain thanks to the shattering of the vessels that we now start learning about. That's why you can ask as much as you can, as you want here. It's always preferable to ask, because here starts our spiritual work. Unity One.
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, почему Рош Мира Никудим находится на уровне Рош Десак?
Please, why the Rosh of the world of Nikudim is in the same level of Rosh of Sag, and not Pe of Sag or Chazé of Sag?
אני לא כל כך מבין מה שאתה אומר.
I don't really understand what you're asking. The world of Nikudim is a result of Sag. Even though it has a Rosh of itself, it's already, even though it emerges later over a Rishimot 4, it starts from Rishimot 2 over 1. And 2 over 1 restricted, as we have run it here, right? This is the world of Nikudim in Katnut. It's written Katnut, and this is the world of Nikudim in Gadlut. Here it says Gadlut. So, these two Rashim of the world of Nikudim are a result of Rosh Desag. What's your question?
Ну, например, Rosh Sag выходит от...
Let's say, for example, Rosh of Sag comes out of
Pe
of Ab down to Chazé of Ab.
Ниже.
Nikudim is the world that comes after Sag, but has to be logically 1 degree below from Pe to Chazé of Sag.
We'll draw these things better the next time. Today, there's nothing to do. I still have questions to answer. But quickly, PT 14.
You see that this law of the first restriction cannot be broken. If you break it, you receive light of Chochmah and Vessel's reception, and it breaks. In the 10, can we cause a shattering in our relationships?
No, it's all done in order to establish, to stabilize the whole system. It's like when you buy a box with broken tools inside and you bring it to a child, and all they can do is put them together. That's all. Nothing besides that. Okay? Internet women.
What
is the place of Parsa in Rosh of Sag? What's the difference between Parsa in Nekudim and the place of Parsa in the Rosh of Sag?
Parsa be Rosh de Sag, ze Rama, she lifanei.
A level before which I can think about bestowal, and below it I cannot think of bestowal. These are vessels with no screen on them, and I can't take them into account while wanting to bestow. Up to here I can bestow until the Parsa V'Rosh, below the Parsa I can't. It's the same in the Guf. Until the Parsa, the light can spread what I decided in the Rosh, and below the Parsa, not. Can't. Next.
From Latin, what allows the light to descend below the Parsa and the Gadlut of the Nekudim, to go below the Parsa?
The light can't go down below the Parsa unless there are corrections there. Corrections, meaning the qualities of Bina entering the qualities of Malchut there, and there, in these vessels, the light can enter. How to do that? We'll learn. That's our whole work already. But that's the work after Adam Rishon coming out, being shattered and starting to work.
I think the question was, before the shattering, why in the world of Nekudim of Gadlut allowed the light to seemingly descend below the Parsa?
Before the shattering, the lights can come down below the Parsa because there are vessels from Sag there. Vessels of Galgalta have not yet mingled there. We didn't have this mingling of Prinadalet. It was all Sag. And then it spread from above and below. And it was allowed to spread. But due to the fact that there was the bestowal or the Pchina Daled over the entire Nekudot Esag, and Nekudot Esag are Bina, and in Bina there's a part of it, a part of Bina that is interested of correcting the vessels of reception in order to give birth. This is Zat of Bina. That's why in these vessels that belong to Zat of Bina, there starts to be a big will to receive.
In the Gadlut of Nekudim, the light also descends below the Parsa.
And that's forbidden. It's forbidden. That's why there was a shattering. Okay, friends, we're already through with the lesson. I'm happy that we have a bit of a mess in the preface, because only out of these things, when we're confused, when I suddenly see that maybe I didn't mention things correctly, I didn't organize them properly, from these things there are scrutinies, and we come to through the confusion, through the shattering in us also, we come to corrections. That's it. The true understanding comes through subtly here and there and every place we see that doesn't fall into place. So accordingly, you, in the end, you start understanding. I have to ask Safon too, because I didn't let them ask, so go ahead.
What is the sof, or the end that leads to end sof?
The sof kol sof, finally it comes to end sof. What do you want to hear?
What is its essence? What changes in us?
The fact that we cannot attain the boundary of bestowal and love, that's really the end of our knowledge. Because there is no limit, but only for one thing, for bestowal. And if there is a boundary for love or a boundary for bestowal, that's not good. It's a sign that, to begin with, you limit yourself in the way you relate to others. If you're not limiting, then that's truly called bestowal and love. Bestowal and love, love is simply the final expression of bestowal. There cannot be a limit. It's the only thing. That's why the Creator is called Ein Sof. It's limitless. There is no limit. Because if there was a limit, that's it. It's not the upper force. It's not the Creator. It has no quality of bestowal or quality of love. Clear? Good. So with this, we... Well, let's see you tomorrow and continue.
Schedule for today, 10:30, the writers' meeting with Dr. Lightman and the song.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree,